It's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party.
The government released its second quarterly action plan for 2025 this week, outlining their targets across a range of sectors. Included in the plan is legislation around free speech at universities. When pitching this legislation previously, ACT leader David Seymour said the change would protect academics and individual freedom of speech, while disallowing universities from deplatforming speakers with controversial or offensive views. Seymour says the bill will ensure universities remain neutral on non-operational issues. The action plan was joined by the new 2025 Defence Capability Plan, which includes $9 billion of new funding for the defence sector. Included in this $9 billion is $450 million for killer drones, a first for New Zealand's Defence Force. The past few weeks have also seen economic instability in the US, following a series of tariffs introduced by President Donald Trump. While New Zealand is only affected by the lowest 10% tariff rate, the consequences remain uncertain for our still-recovering economy. In our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, Absent Thursday Wire host Caden spoke to MP Shannon Halbert about each of these issues, beginning with free speech at universities.
What is your response to the government changing free speech rules for universities?
Well, this is a real distraction from what is actually going on in the tertiary sector. The sector's incredibly underfunded and the government hasn't come up with a response to that. We're also waiting on Minister Simmons' plan in response to vocational education. She had promised that in April. She hasn't delivered that. And so the government's putting up free speech in universities as in their action plan, and that's a complete distraction from actually the things that matter to people, to students and the people working in the sector.
Where do you think this change is coming from and who is it for?
Well, this is to support right-wing people to go and speak on university campuses that haven't been able to. But it's an absolute overreach because universities are independent bodies. They don't want government reaching in and telling them what to do. Universities are big enough and ugly enough to make their decisions. But actually what's at the heart of this is when there is a right-wing speaker, for example, or a far left-wing speaker, that brings in safety concerns that a university has to manage. But what the government is saying here is that the university must host an event and they must let those voices be heard. My concern, of course, is many of those right-wing voices that they want to be heard are discriminatory and spread hate towards people just like me, those that are Māori, those that are from the rainbow community.
What do you know about how university students and staff have responded to this?
There's been a lot of concern, particularly by Tertiary Education Union. They put out a statement yesterday highlighting the concerns of the government and that this was a complete overreach. They also signalled that and warned the government that they should be ready to ensure that while they want right-wing people to be speaking on university campuses, then they'll ensure that the far left voices are heard as well.
The government has announced $9 billion in new defence spending. Are you supportive of this?
Yeah, Labor has been supportive of this because it's very similar to the plan that we put in place with New Zealand First back in 2017. We know that our defence fleet needs investment. It is a significant cost to do that over a period of time. The government, however, hasn't signalled where that money is coming from, and that's what I would be looking for. To make such a huge announcement on this pre-budget, does that mean that there will be significant investment out of this budget and the next? And if so, what comes at that cost? Health, education, jobs.
Helen Clark recently said we're not under any threat of invasion, so have no need to raise our military spending. Do you disagree with her?
Well, Helen's very experienced in this type of thing, but what we do know is that there has been underinvestment in defence for a very, very long time. We need to ensure that the right investment is put in place. That means in the people, our defence force, but also in the resources that they have and the infrastructure available to them. While there may not be significant risk at the moment, we know globally that there are challenges in front of us. We need to be prepared for that and ensure we are able to do our part and ensure the safety of New Zealanders at the same time.
The Defence Minister has given the New Zealand military permission to acquire killer drones. Do you think this is the right direction, and how can it be balanced with international humanitarian law?
There's mixed views on drones, but it is a piece of technology that's easily accessible to support New Zealand's defence system. We do encourage that those drones are produced here in New Zealand. That way we can manage the risks attached to them, the things that we might be concerned about. And so that would be our ask, is that they're produced locally here in Aotearoa.
And are we at risk of getting sucked into an arms race, particularly with the US and China?
I certainly think that that plays into some of the concerns, but this government and Prime Minister Luxon needs to ensure that we are focused on the safety of New Zealanders. That's our focus, and that's what needs to determine our decisions moving forward. China and Trump, of course, are challenging in themselves, but you know, we need to make sure and be disciplined that New Zealand Aotearoa is our focus.
Speaking of Trump, are you concerned about the impact of the US tariffs?
Yes, I am. I think globally that puts a lot of challenges in place. I read this morning, of course, that there's the increase of 125% to China alone. That's not how he's applying it to the rest of the world. That in itself is worrying. It could, you know, set up to pick a fight that isn't currently there. But Trump will do what Trump wants to do. New Zealand needs to send a strong signal in that sense.
Do you think our budget should be altered given the tariffs?
It's certainly one to watch that Minister Willis will need to focus on in the upcoming budget in May. New Zealand should be prudent in this sense and do the analysis required to assess the impact on New Zealand.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert speaking to Caden about free speech at universities, new military spending and the impact of Trump's tariffs.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.